Cultural, Milan Kundera is possibly the best-known Czech writer alive today. On Thursday, Kundera, who is 78, received the country's state prize for literature for his famous work Nesnesitelná lehkost bytí, or The Unbearable Lightness of Being. The novel was first published in French in 1984, but the official Czech edition didn't appear in this country until last year, to great acclaim. However, the writer, who emigrated to France in the 1970s, has what can best be described as a difficult relationship with his homeland and wasn't expected to attend Thursday's prize-giving ceremony. Rob Cameron spoke to literary critic Michal Procházka and asked him whether Czechs still considered Kundera to be a Czech writer.
His origins are in Czech Republic, in Central Europe, so it's no question that we can label him as a Czech, or at least originally Czech writer, no matter that he moved not only to a different country, but also to a different language. I think that maybe older generation has more trouble to call him Czech writer still, although I don't see any kind of hesitation of the same kind among young literature critics and young writers.
Now, he's been given this prize, the State Prize for Literature. Do writers of such stature as Kundera, do they really care about receiving these plaudits from the Ministry of Culture rather than, the Booker Prize or a similar literary prize?
Well, it's a hard question. We can only speculate since no one can really ask him. I would say that in this particular case, there is a symbolic value, probably more important than all those money or whatever is connected to the prize. And the symbolic value is the fact that the state gives a prize to a writer who has controversial relations, which especially the older generation.
Well, I want to talk about that relationship. So much is made of this relationship, this love-hate relationship between Milan Kundera and his homeland. Karel Steigerwald wrote in Mladá fronta dnes this week, Kundera will be despised as long as the Czech planet turns. What explains this level of vitriol and hatred aimed at Kundera by so many Czech people?
I think we would have to return back in the years of 60s. I think in then, a writer was considered to be a person with such a responsibility for the nation, especially in the time when Czech Republic entered 20 years of the occupation of Soviet army and of another wave of a totalitarian communist state. So in that time, a writer was considered someone who should have stayed at home and defend the country and help us to overcome what really was the topic of the day. And there is also a sense of difficult relation to any emigrant who left the country, whether he was not a traitor to this little country in Central Europe. So there are feelings like that, you can find them easily, especially what I would emphasize is in the older generation.
And Rob Cameron was speaking there to culture critic Michal Procházka.